Yeah, good evening. I'm Bun Sun-yeom from Protected Horticulture and Vegetable Science Lab in Chungbuk National University from South Korea. The topic of my presentation is about cold stratification and removal of pericarps for breaking dormancy and improving germination rate of coastal gwenia. This is the content of my presentation. First of all, I will introduce a little bit background, research background of my study, and then two individual experiments. Then I will conclude the result. First of all, I would like to introduce about my experiment plant called Coastal Gwenia. The scientific name of this plant is Gwenia litularis Eprechimit EX Miguel, and Korea is called as Ketbangfung. It is a perennial herb, belongs to Umbelliferae. It is distributed in east and west coast of South Korea and mainly cultivated in the east coast. Now, this plant is involved in rare plants in Korea and following the standard of International Union for Conservation of Nature, the Korean government classified it this plant to least concern species. So this means that at present, the risk of extinction is small, but it has been designated as endangered plant species due to the changes of distribution conditions. And traditionally, the coastal gwenia leaves and roots have been used for pharmaceutical purposes. The leaves and roots known to contain furocoumarins, such as xanthotoxin, pergoptin, and zolarin, which has high level of antioxidant and anti-tumor, anti-HIV, and anti-rheumatist. Because of its high level of health-promoting phytochemicals and limited cultivation area, the market price is about 3 times higher than the lettuce. And also, these leaves are either used as fresh or dried in salad and mixed with rice dishes, also cakes and teas. So this plant has high commercial value as a bioresource and become more and more popular as a leafy stem vegetables. For the production of high commercial value as a bioresource, the controlled environment in horticulture can be a potential method. It is enabled the growers to manipulate and precisely control the cultivation environment, such as air temperature, humidity, light, carbon dioxide, nutrient supply, and so on. So it is possible to produce high quality of medicinal plant, and mass production is available. However, when we grow them in controlled environment, the problem is that we should know the cultivation method. In case of coastal gwenia, there is little information about the cultivation protocol, including propagation method, which is the first step of crop production under controlled environment. One of the propagation methods, seed germination, is determined by environment, viability, and dormancy. Typically, wild plant species or medicinal plants such as coastal gwenia have dormancy. So as we know, the dormancy is temporarily staged to stop the growth cycle. So for the germination, the seed need to be to break dormancy. The dormancy can be divided into primary and secondary dormancy. For the primary dormancy, it has 3 kinds of dormancy: exogenous, endogenous, and intermediate. And the secondary dormancy is like that. Conventional germination method of coastal gwenia consists of 3 steps. First, soaking the seed into the running water at least 3 days for remove the germination inhibiting compound, and then storing them into the fridge for 5 months. And the growers sow the seed from February. But this method has some problems because it takes long time to storage and germinate. And also the germination rate is very low in uneven emergencies. In addition, there are no official documents for germination of coastal grania seed. Therefore, our objectives are to determine the dormancy type and find the conditions for breaking dormancy and increase the germination rate for mass production of coastal grania. First experiments, materials, and method. The seed were got from Ponghwa Medicinal Plant Research Institute. For the imbibition test, the seed were soaked into the water and weighing every 30 minutes. And find the saturation time, I treated cold and or warm stratification. The seed were treated into the running water for 3 days and sterilized. After that, I treated 5 degrees for cold, 5 degrees C for cold stratification and 25 degrees for warm stratification. And for 5 degrees in 4 weeks and 25 degrees C for warm stratification. And then for the temperature experiment for the seed germination, the seed were treated moist cold stratification for 8 to 10 weeks that were determined in a previous step. After that, the seed with pericarps and the seed without pericarps were germinated under 5 different temperatures, 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25 degrees C. And the light conditions for germination were shown here. Let's see the result. This is the whole germination process of coastal grania, and the radical emerged throughout the pericarps and gradually developed until the cotyledon appeared, and then took off the pericarps. Next is the figure of section seed. So show that the seed embryo was immature, so this means that the seed were not ready to germinate. For the result of imbibition test, the seed were observed the water right after imbibition and saturated around 6 hours. So from this result, we can conclude that the seed has high water permeability and doesn't belong to physical dormancy, but morphological dormancy. For 8 weeks of cold and or warm stratification, the embryo getting bigger, and the ratio of embryo to seed cold ES ratio was 0.25, and highest value at 5 degrees C cold stratification. So finally, we can conclude that the seed are morphophysiological dormancy type. Next result is about temperature for seed germination. Left and right figure refer cumulative germination rate. Cumulative germination rate of seed with pericarps and seed without pericarps. The average germination rate showed 23% as seed with pericarps treatment, but seed without pericarps treatment showed 56%. So we knew that pericarps inhibit the coastal grania seed germination. Next result is about mean germination time. The mean germination time is the measure of the rate and time spread of germination. So the mean germination time was highest value at 5 degrees in both seed with pericarps and seed without pericarps treatment. And 20 to 25 degrees show that the shortest mean germination time. Likewise, time to 50% of germination, the longest and shortest T50 value showed at 5 degrees in both seed with and without pericarps treatment. And also 20 to 25 degrees C showed the shortest T50 values. The previous research referred that 22-25 degrees showed the shortest germination time, but final germination rate showed that 15 and 20 degrees C showed the highest final germination rate. But considering the germination time and also final germination rate, we can conclude that 20 degrees C was proper temperature conditions for the germinate of Costa Guinea seed. Therefore, from this result, we can conclude that the seed should be removed pericarp for improving the germination rate. Next is about second experiment, materials and method. It's about germination inhibitory effect of pericarps. The seeds were treated, dried, running water for 1 and 3 days, and moist cold stratification. After that, each treated seed were prepared as three kind of. So seed with pericarps and seed without pericarps and just pericarps. So after prepare these things, and then we freeze dry the samples and made powder. After that, for the extracting, we mixed with distilled water, and after extract, we sold the lettuce seed to the petri dish and supply the extract to them. Then lastly, we moved to them to control growth chamber with following these environmental conditions. So this result indicated that the oral treatment showed over 79% of lettuce seed germination. So this means that the pericarps had no germination inhibitory effect to the lettuce seed germination. Based on our result, first of all, we can determine that the Costa Guinea seed are more pophysiological dormancy type because the seed had immature embryo and cold stratification was effective to increase the germination rate. Second, in addition, the seed has high water permeability, so easily absorb the water, and had no germination inhibitory effect. So this means that the seed doesn't belong to physical and chemical dormancy. Second, for breaking dormancy, the seed should be treated moist cold stratification at least for 8 weeks for the maturation of the embryo. Lastly, the way to increase the germination rate was to remove the pericarps before germination and the seed incubate at 20 degrees C. Our result would be valuable for the growers who cultivate Costa Guinea in the field as well as greenhouse and plant factories because the seed germination is the important first step of successful max production of high quality Costa Guinea. So that's all of my presentation, and thank you for your attention. Yes.
What did you use as a sterilizing agent?
For the sterilized seed, I used Benomil. The product name is Benomil. So the Benomil is usually used in Korea for the sterilized seed.
Thank you guys.